And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind.
So they have an extra one.
And that's why we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Yeah, baby.
Help me.
Help me.
Oh, thank you to hear that.
All right. This week, the podcast is sponsored by our wonderful friends at 5-Hour Energy. Did you know 5-Hour Energy shots now come in 10 delicious flavors? They all have great taste, but now it's even new and improved taste. 10 great flavors. Have you tried 5-Hour Energy lately? If not, you should, because it's good. See, they should actually do that.
Just
that should
like
be their slug line.
You should.
Have you tried 5-Hour Energy lately? If not, you should, because they good.
Mm-hmm. See, that would work.
I wanted to mention this. You know, we had Colin Hay on the show this week, which, by the way, before we go any further, Colin Hay was an awesome guest. Most people don't know him by name, though. He's the former lead singer of the 80s band who did Who Can It Be Now and Land Down Under and all that. The Men at Work. Men at Work. I said The Men at Work. I'm such a dork. Anyway, so he came in. We didn't know how it was going to work with our show because...
It's not country.
He's not country. And he was cool, though. He had this snarky Scottish thing going on, you know, where he was a little... He would talk like this and tell you a big deal.
Am I the only one who thought he was kind of picking on me?
Oh, yeah, he did. He did pick on you.
Why? Why me?
Because
I'm not like
okay. Well, it was established from the very first moment of the interview that
started
that,
it. That's why. How do you not see that you
well,
started?
Wait, I'm not done. Hold on. It was established that Patrick and I were the fans, and that was the reason he was there. And Big D was making fun of his accent.
Started with making fun of the accent, and then it was a couple. You don't realize it sometimes. You get a little antagonistic.
Yeah, and so he struck back with a little bit of snark.
I didn't know. Dude, seriously, I don't even know the guy. And so it's y'all's guest, and,
right.
like, no one's talking to him. And so I feel like I have to, like, initiate conversation. I have nothing to talk to him about except for his funky... So I brought it up.
There's and nothing funky about it. It's just
it's
a different accent than what
man.
You're used to.
Dude, it's funky.
It's like a mix of Scottish and Australian.
What did you do to my sign? It's that guy.
What did you do to
I
my sign?
I don't think it's that guy.
No, it's not that guy. Do we ever talk Can about we, the what did you do?
Yes, on the gold. Can we talk about the new addition to the gold since we did not talk about it on the air?
Well, you're really hardcore on that, man. You're hard up
because I
want to
play it. Play it. We played it on the air. So we...
I don't know.
Okay, if you don't know what the gold is, do we know what podcast number that is where
I
people
don't
can get
know.
Caught up?
I don't
it's
remember.
A we need to have a little thing that labels like all of the podcasts so people can go, what is a gold? What is that?
A gold is...
It's something to make the three of us laugh. That's what they are. It's things that are never meant to be played on the air.
Ever.
In their own... you know, individual, you know what I mean? Like some of those that played on the air.
Yeah, but not the way we isolate them. No, these just little things we play to make each other laugh. Some of the stuff is stuff that never aired. Some of it's stuff from YouTube videos. Some of it's stuff that
just things
yeah, that make us like, laugh when
it's
you
like
say
if you had
it.
Someone who comes into your shop or whatever and they say something weird, like, I remember like they say, hey, what number is that? Well, I need the number tree. So
and then
go,
everybody
says,
at work.
He says three funny. He says
it becomes an inside joke at work.
Yes, these are basically audio inside jokes.
Inside jokes.
So this one is the I don't know comes from a prank phone call that we did
more than 15
years
ago.
And it's we didn't air it because well it's terrible.
It's awful.
It's awful.
Old.
It's all you
it's
would
not funny. But there's a
it's funny to
mo-
us. But it's. Yeah, the times have changed.
Funny moment where the lady goes in her very thick, I'm guessing,
I don't know.
Chinese, Vietnamese accent? Sounds Vietnamese to me.
Yeah, it was China because we called. Uh-huh. The whole gist of the thing was is that we called China, and this is how we fell upon this. We called China years ago, like 15 years ago, for Chinese New Year. And we just called random numbers in China and were wishing them Happy New Year just because it would be fun to hear them on the air. So we do this.
I want to take a minute
and nobody,
to stop and point out nobody, that is funny. No, that is great.
Nobody understood.
Going, hi, taco, hi, hi.
No, yeah. That's not funny. That's not funny. That part's
nobody
not funny.
Understood each other. We couldn't understand them. They couldn't understand us. And finally, we're talking to this one lady, and she's like, finally, she says this in English.
I don't know.
I don't
know.
You know,
that might not actually be English. That might be something might in be Chinese something that we don't
it
know.
It sounds like I don't know.
I don't know.
It's the way she goes,
I don't know.
It's so great.
Yeah. But it stuck with us for 15 years, and so
when we were
this week on the show, we used it because it's Chinese New Year.
Because it was Chinese New Year, so we tossed it. Now, I do want to mention it is podcast number 30. If you would
How
like
did
to
you get, find that?
I went through the podcast here, and it says, we share some of the audio that we use to make each other laugh on weekly podcast number 30. That is from August 29th of 2014.
I got to tell you, I know we opened up and we talked about all those, and we played a bunch of them, but I still, like, I kind of feel like we should, like, that was our thing.
Like we shouldn't have shared
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I agree.
I kind of feel like...
It was taboo.
For one thing, I don't even think people appreciate it. They don't appreciate it like we do. And so it's kind of like we let them in on a part of our lives that is really very private to us, and it's not even appreciated.
Well, there were a few. No, it's not appreciated. There were a few of them on there. Now, I did get, I remember reading Facebook and Twitter comments that week where people were like, that was so funny. I feel like we just got into your heads. And, there were some people who got it, but what I was going to say is there were still, if you listen to the podcast, there's a couple we said, no, we can't put that one on the air because...
there must be 50 gold, and I think we played 25 of them on the podcast.
Yeah, there's still another 25 that are you know,
they're
distinctly
ours.
Yeah. Because, well, for it would just cast us in a very bad light. And
listen,
we
we're all
that.
A little different. We have different people. We're different people at different times of
public
the day.
Public you and private you are completely different.
Yes, they are.
You know, the you that you are when you're with your girlfriends or your buds.
Don't lie and don't even
totally
lie.
Totally different than the you
you
are.
Because you sit there and you go, hey, you come home. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. How are you? And you do that. Now we know.
And
we
yet
got
you'll
it.
Be complaining in the middle of the day. And I don't want to have to go home and have to do the. He's into baby talk. And then you go into that. And
so listen, we got it. It's fine. But it's just that, like, I can know I can look at you guys at any time and go, hello?
I don't know.
Or that. Hello.
$100,000.
Yeah, see that's one.
I just made you laugh one. With that. No that's one a- gets why that's funny, but he almost fell out of his chair.
Oh my gosh, it's so great.
You have those things with your friends. I have those things with my friends that you just say something and they all laugh.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
every
great.
Once in a while, and you'll text it to each other. Every once in a while I'll text Bob or Patrick. They changed the company. I'll send all these things to them, and that God, is my, know, just enjoy.
My favorite thing that you've ever done is still, and this has been more than 10 years, when the Eagles had that song, Hole in the World.
Yes.
It would get stuck in our heads.
And
okay?
You and Big D's had never gotten mine.
It was a war between D and I to get that song in his head. And my phone would ring at like 9:30 at night. And first of all, D never calls. So it must be important. And he's calling late, so it must be important. I pick up the phone, and he's holding the phone up to the radio so you can hear, there's a hole. And then it's it. And then
that's it. And then I hang up.
And then he hang up.
And then I don't answer my phone. Because you can't come back at me. So the rest of the night, you're sitting there laying in bed.
With
going,
that, there's a cloud. Oh, God. That's
sorrow. Or whatever.
It's so bad. It's just one of those things that stays with you for hours and hours.
Yeah.
I would like to have everybody help me on something. I want to get a tweet from space. You know, it's no secret. I'm a big nerd and I'm into sci-fi and all that kind of stuff. There is an astronaut right now on the space station, Barry Wilmore. If people can help, they can tweet him and get him to tweet us. I want a tweet from space. Wouldn't that be the coolest?
Yeah, it would be cool.
What
man.
Do they tell him? Please tweet.
Just anything. Please say hi to Big D and Bubba from space.
All right. What's his Twitter handle?
I'm pulling it up right now as you.
I mean, you know, why not?
Is it Twitter handle? I heard Bubba say handle earlier.
Yeah, Twitter handle.
That's what you say.
You don't say Twitter name?
Or no,
Twitter
it's like Twitter handle.
It's a handle.
Have you never heard of that?
Yeah, well, I've heard handle like CB operators.
Yeah, it's but that's where it comes from, I'm sure. But that's what people say. It's your Twitter handle. I suppose it's your username, but I've never heard anyone say that.
CBs are cool, man.
No, they're not. CBs were cool 20 years ago.
I have a CB.
CBs were really cool 30 years ago.
I have a CB, and it is great.
How? What? How can you say CBs aren't cool?
Dude, please.
Dude, please.
It's not.
It's cool.
You know what else
men.
Is cool? I have a cell phone that's in a bag that has to plug into the
CB
thing in my car.
It's like having your own radio station that only hits, and they can talk back to you. It's super cutting edge and awesome. You can be going down
you
the road.
You can say it's awesome, but it's not cutting edge.
You can have conversations for free going broadcasting from an antenna on your car to someone else who hears it, and everyone else can be trolling and listening in if they want, or they can be part of it. It's like a party line. That's how can you say that's not cool?
You can jump in.
I don't know, because my phone has the internet on it, so maybe that doesn't impress me.
That doesn't say that the phone isn't cool, but see, you can't say the CB isn't cool because that's not cool.
All right.
Apologize to the CB.
I apologize to the CB.
Okay.
Still not really that cool.
I can't find his
cooler
Twitter.
20 years ago.
I cannot find Barry Wilmore's Twitter. No wonder I've tweeted him several times with like hashtags and stuff, and he's never written back.
I can't imagine why.
Probably didn't have service.
Probably, yes.
No, they do. They do. That's
he's got
the
Wi-Fi
thing.
In the space.
They
wherever
do,
he
man.
Is, the International Space Station.
But
where is
I
he?
Don't see anything on there for astronaut Barry Wilmore. He has. I don't think he's got a Twitter. Well, I've been wasting. Never mind, everybody. I've been wasting my time trying to get this guy to tweet me a hello from space.
No.
He's not even on Twitter. How can you be an astronaut and the cutting edge of science and everything?
How would you? Why would you try and tweet someone to tweet you back and not include them in the tweet at the
first
place?
Well, because I couldn't find it before.
So
you know?
Just assumed he had it, but you couldn't find it, and so you just but hashtag?
Yeah.
You're hard up, man.
Yeah.
You're stretching for that. Hey, speaking of space, I watched a thing on Netflix the other day. On alien abductions and alien visits and that kind of stuff. And I watch those things, and by the time any kind of documentary I finish watching, I completely believe everything it said. They spell it out.
All of them are like that.
Yeah.
Whether it's 9/11, it's what you're eating or whatever. I believe.
Yeah,
I'm
you watched a documentary about not eating meat. And
I didn't
eat
meat for 2.5
years.
Yeah. So I watched it, and I was fascinated. We're not alone, right? I mean, we know that. And these people who get abducted, I used to think they were kind of quacky. I still think some of them were kind of quacky. But their stories were pretty crazy. They had a guy under hypnosis, and he's bawling. He's telling the story of what happened, and then cross-pollinating and, you know, having sex with aliens and humans and creating other beings and... Yeah,
how I haven't seen that.
They go
one.
Then they're taking eggs from women and fertilizing them and creating these alien human hybrids. They call them hybrids. Yeah,
what in God's name are you watching? I'm guessing if it's you, it was on Netflix.
I just said that. Yeah, Netflix.
I've seen people that look like alien human hybrids.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't
maybe,
know.
Maybe we need to start questioning things.
I'll never forget Jeremy Howard telling me in high school one time. You guys know Jeremy. We called him this week on the show. He's very straight-laced. Very funny.
Super, super straight-laced.
He is straight-laced. He's very creative. He's funny. Don't get me wrong. But he came over to my house in high school, and I had a deck on the back. You know, you had the front door that no one uses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you go in the back, and there's like a little deck, got their grill on it, and that's where everyone goes, in the back door near the kitchen. He was coming over on a sunny day, maybe a few clouds, nothing bad. He said he got on my patio, the deck, and he something catches his eye up in the sky. He stops.
In the middle of the day.
Of the day. It's not at night. It's like sunny. It's like 3 in the afternoon. And he looks up, and he said it was a craft. that you could underneath, you could see underneath it, and you could see like it looked like tubes and piping and, you know, like mechanical things all underneath it. And he said it was sitting there floating or moving very, very slowly, and it was completely silent. And he goes, I'm looking at it, and then it goes, and it's gone. And I was like, that was the first time anyone that I knew had ever seen anything like that and had told me about it.
Well, there's a lot of people who see things. I mean, here's the thing. UFO doesn't mean alien. UFO means unidentified flying object. That's all. There's a lot of stuff we see that we can't explain, that we probably don't understand and we shouldn't understand. I'm not saying it's from, you know, Mars, but there is stuff up there. The UFOs are a very common thing. Aliens? I don't know. And you know me, I'm the sci-fi nerd. I think I think the neighborhood's crowded, and we're not the only ones on the block.
Have you guys ever seen anything?
You know, let me see. How old is my daughter? 6. So it was right after I got married. So it was about 8.5 years ago. I was driving from Nashville to Chattanooga early in the morning with my ex-wife and kind of going through the mountains, you know. So we're on this drive. I don't think I'd ever been on that highway before, you know, at least not that I realized. And I'm driving down this road, and it's the sun comes up, and you see like the beautiful, you know, sun, the sunrise kind of
it's
orange
gorgeous.
And pinky. Yeah, and we're in this beautiful area of the country just looking around everything. And, oh, this is so great. So glad we're out here this early. There's no one else on the interstate because it's like the sun's just coming up. It's like a Saturday morning. And then there's this light. It looks kind of like a comet, you know, like with like a bright light, like a bright star, even though it's too late in the morning to see a star. And it has a little bit of like a tail, like a comet, and it's moving. It's moving very, very slow. Like it's in the horizon. You can tell it's not static. But
so is it
not
from
really
a far distance where things that...
I have no idea that it's... We watched it and watched it for 30 minutes. We could see this thing. And it was like, what is that? I don't know. Look, you know, have you heard anything about there's going to be a comet you can see? Well, no. You think you'd have heard something about that. That would be everywhere, you know, like we're literally like flipping around the radio trying to see if anybody's talking about there's this thing, there's
a
meteor.
Really?
It was bright, like it was clearly there's something.
It wasn't
and
like
both
an airplane.
Of us could see it. Well, not an airplane, moving too slow, and it's too bright, and it's clear, it's far away. It looks like it's in space, but yet it's not. Like I don't even know how to describe it other than to say it looked like a comet, but I could see it in broad daylight at this point. And then eventually it got to be where it was really full daylight sunshine and kind of just faded. We went like at a part where we went around a mountain, we couldn't see it, and then it was gone. We came back out and I never saw it again. Like, and then I remember going, we didn't have internet on our phones back then. I remember next time I got to a computer searching to see if there was anything about
comet,
a visible comet or the really big, because if it was a meteor, like, you know,
those are fast.
Fast. Yeah, it'll be gone. Yeah. You know, no, this just kind of like hung there, like this big giant light. And we drove 30 miles, so it couldn't have been something in the horizon. It was clearly something in the atmosphere. And to this day, I have no idea what it was.
Center, are you picking up an object? Basically hovering in front of us, maybe 5 miles, 6 miles ahead of us. It's this bright, glowing, triangular light, and it's just, it's there. It's at our altitude. Are you seeing anything, Center?
No, we aren't picking anything up on radar. This happened to Big D and I one time. We were flying.
Have you ever told you this?
That we were
I feel
flying.
Like I know this story, actually, yeah.
We're flying and we see an object, triangular, as bright as the sun, crazy. What? Middle of the day, yeah. Hazy. Now, remember, it was hazy. We're flying, what, maybe 4,500 feet at the time?
Yeah, pretty low.
And it's just at about our altitude, and it's just hovering. It's not moving, and we're approaching it. So we actually, finally, we're like freaking out in the cockpit going, what the heck is
Bubba
this?
I had his phone out to video it.
Yeah, I was taking video.
He was like, when it darts up to space, we're going to catch it.
And I was kind of excited. I'm like, dude, we're going to be like viral on YouTube with
you
this video.
You couldn't get a video of it like it was?
Wait.
He did.
So yeah, I'm filming the whole time. So Big D gets on the radio and starts telling Center. Center is like the air traffic control center. And he's like, hey, are you picking this up? And they're like, no, there's nothing there. And we get closer. What, a good 10 minutes goes by?
Yeah, and it looks like it's slowly descending. Like it's getting a little... like it's a little bit lower than
and
our
it's,
altitude. As
it's
we're getting closer.
But it's also getting closer. Yeah. So it's getting bigger.
Like we're converging on it.
And it's very distinct. This yeah. triangular shape. It was crazy.
Of all the 10 years we've been pilots or plus, I've never seen anything like this before as a pilot.
So all of a sudden, it hit us. The sun's about to set. It's hazy. And we are flying over Memphis, where they have a pyramid.
Someone was coming up. It wasn't going down.
Oh, I'm sorry. They have a pyramid there. And because of the way the humidity was and the
haze, angle of the sun.
In the angle, it was reflecting off of this pyramid on the ground.
Straight to us.
And it looked like it was at our altitude. And finally went, hey, Center, we... go ahead and scratch that. It's not an object. It's your pyramid. And you could hear them
laughing
at us.
Off the microphone.
They're like, okay, well, woo. Okay, let us
and then
know.
Then all the other pilots are going, you know, like Southwest guys or
right,
Delta.
Yeah.
They're all going, do, 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 do. And then, you know, turning the mic off.
We're the biggest dummies ever.
You hear
ever.
Just random pilots.
You're
going,
those guys. You're the two guys who called in basically a UFO
we
warning.
Did. We called it a UFO. We said, there's some kind of, we don't want to say the word UFO, but there's some unidentified object in front of us, and we don't know what it is.
That's a sun reflection.
It's a reflection of the sun.
Dude.
Off of it. Yeah. By the way, it's a big giant pyramid. Memphis shouldn't have a big giant pyramid. It's going to throw people off.
Right. And the haze made it look like it was floating, man. It was
weird.
The freakiest thing ever.
It was weird.
We both have been flying for how many years? Never have we experienced anything like that before in our lives.
Totally off the subject. You know what they're doing with the pyramid?
They're making it a Bass Pro Shop.
The world's largest Bass Pro Shop.
Hotel in it and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy.
They said they've been doing that for years, and we'll see. We'll see.
What else went on this week?
What, Patrick?
No, it's just we're getting ready. There's a big radio conference next week, which is just one of the biggest.
I keep putting it off because I know it's going to be. CRS is called Country Radio Seminar. And basically, it's where every country DJ and program director and music director and record label and artist and everybody gets together. And it's just this big week-long party. And
which sounds like fun, except that we actually have to work and do our regular job and try to keep up with CRS was better last year than it used to be. It used to be the big stress for us was that the corporate bosses are all in town. So you got to do your regular job, do the show, and everything that goes with
plus
that.
Plus you're schmoozing.
And then you have to go and try to participate in CRS. And, by the way, all of our big, big bosses from New York and everywhere are in town. So now we got to schmooze them too or meet with meetings.
Hate meetings.
Yeah, we have a couple of meetings next week. But
do we really?
But none of them are with our boss because
we don't have one.
No.
So anyway, it's a big shindig, and it's really cool because during CRS, everybody who is anybody musically all gets together. I mean, we're going to be doing a show with Tracy Lawrence and kind of hanging out. You know, we've got a show that we help produce with Tracy. That you may hear on the radio called Honky Tonkin'. It's really cool. It's Tracy Lawrence telling stories about the songs from the 90s,
and playing country
80s,
music
90s,
from the 80s,
and early 2000s.
Yeah.
And it's really fun because it's Tracy Lawrence. Who better to tell you stories about like Clint Black or Travis Tritt or whatever than somebody who lived it with them?
It's pretty cool.
It's very cool.
So he's going to play a concert, and we get to go be a part of that and kind of have a party in the background. That'll be cool.
Party in the back. business up front.
Been cooler.
It'll be like the mullet of shows.
What?
It'll be a party in the back, business up front.
The mullet joke.
Yeah, it's a mullet joke.
I'm going to eat my banana. Forget
I find
you
that
guys.
I don't... I really have always been this way.
What?
I don't like hanging CRS? With people. I don't like going to parties.
Well, the industry stuff is just... neither one of us, and Patrick knows this because he has to pick up our slack, neither one of us are very much into the air quote industry. And I don't mean that as a slight towards the radio music industry at all. It's just, you know, I think people...
Some of those guys are really into it, man.
I think people forget that, you know, radio and music and all is about the end listener, whoever's listening. I would rather go and have a meeting with 5,000 listeners than 5,000 radio program directors.
I enjoy going and meeting people who listen to the show. I listen to the station, you know, and are, you know, fans of what we do.
Even sometimes I like hearing from non-fans because those people can tell you why they aren't listening. And sometimes it's opened my eyes and gone, oh, okay, well, you know, well, we won't do that or we will do that or whatever.
And, you know, it's funny as we were doing an appearance a few weeks ago and somebody walks up and told Bubba, oh, wow, I walked in, I didn't expect that you guys would be like us.
Yeah. She walked into the place we were at, and she goes, you were hard to find in here, because we were in this little restaurant type thing. She said, you guys were so hard to find because you look just like us.
What did she think? And you were going to have like a bright neon-colored suit on? You know,
I mean, we were just dressed. I had a hoodie on, some, you know, I had some deer stuff here and there, you know, just... And she's like, yeah, you guys dress and act just like us, so you fit in. Yeah. And we're like, that's the idea, I guess.
I would rather do that than, you know, hang out with radio guys.
That's funny, too.
That's important, though. We have to go hang out with the radio guys.
There's no slight towards the radio guys or the programmers or whatever.
You guys actually usually enjoy yourselves. That the part you guys don't get into is going to the party at, you know... backstage at the Brad Paisley concert, you know, you might even go to the concert, but you don't want to hang out and go to the after party. He doesn't because he doesn't want to go. He wants to go to bed, you know, it's just, and I'm referring to D, but it's just the thing. It's like, it's all in our industry. It's mostly about, oh, the access. I get to go backstage. I get to go to the pre-party. I get to go, you know, that's what so many people are totally sucked up in. And you guys.
Well, like meeting the artists.
Not even meeting with them. Just. Hanging
just to be a part of the backstage
of the
experience.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no,
yeah, you guys don't care about that at all.
Not at all. Not at all.
There was a time I did. I you know, to say I'm jaded would be a very accurate statement. I think that, you know, we've been doing this forever. Big D started at 14 years old. I started at 14 years old. So basically, half of our lives we have been radio guys, and we've had access to the stars and the artists and the hangouts and the, hey, well, what's your number? Well, I'll give you a call, you know, and grabbing lunch or taking a famous person flying in an airplane and that kind of stuff. The thing is
with the artists, that artists and radio guys, that little dance, for most, it's the radio guy wants to hang out with Lee Bryce. And Lee Bryce, and he wants to hang out with him because Lee Bryce is famous. Mm-hmm. And he can get pictures with him and Lee Bryce, and it can be on Facebook, and it will make him look cooler to his friends.
Right.
Look at my story on Snapchat. It's me and so-and-so.
Lee wants to hang out with the radio guy because that radio guy can get his song played on the air. If he can get his song played on the air, then he can get a song charted and it gets better and he gets more money. And so they're mutually kind of using each other. And so the friends that I have who are artists are...
We never talk about...
We don't. It's none of that.
We never talk about spins, you know, how many times we're going to play their songs. We never talk about anything. It's usually we make fun of each other.
We're like... college frat guys making fun of each other. And I guess that's the difference. And so when you get to those events and it's a lot of, you know, like these tapings and stuff with artists and things, it's just, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of dirty sometimes, you know? And now that it's bad, it's just the way it is.
And it doesn't interest you because you don't put a picture of yourself with whoever on Facebook. So,
we're the worst. You know. We're the worst about that. We really are. We don't put it. We can hang out with you, since you said Lee or Tim McGraw or somebody. Tim could be in the studio with us. We'll take a picture for dumb, you know, okay, well, don't forget, we got to take a picture. We do that. We always have to take a dumb selfie. And then we never post it.
Why don't we even take them?
I don't know.
We post them on the show Facebook page sometimes, or on the
sometimes.
Website. But what I'm saying is, you don't, on your personal Facebook page, there's no pictures of you with Tim McGraw
there
or whatever.
There are on my Facebook page from way back when. If you go to my photos, I'm looking real quick because it's actually kind of funny. I made it and I was going to put a bunch of stuff. It's called People You Know. And Randy Houser was one of the last people that was on my little thing, and that was uploaded in 2009. That's the last time I uploaded a picture of me and anyone
That's
famous.
Funny, because I'm the exact opposite. I've worked in radio since 1996 or 95.
Oh, Jessica Simpson.
20
years. I forgot
about
that picture.
And I never posted pictures of myself or took pictures. I didn't even take pictures. I don't like having my picture taken. And I don't like asking whoever, Tim McGraw, hey, can I get a picture? It makes me very uncomfortable. So for years, I didn't have any pictures with any of these people. And about, I guess, 2.5 years ago, I was at a Carrie Underwood concert, and didn't even realize I was standing in a line. It was because I was on a date, and the girl I was with wanted to stand in the line backstage to get her picture with Carrie. And then, so she went, and I'm standing there thinking, I don't want to have my picture taken. And I realized I'm the last one. And she's standing there looking at me like, hey, you want to take a picture? And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. Because, you know, I don't want to be the guy to go, no, I'm too cool for this.
I'm good.
I'm good, Carrie Underwood. I don't want a picture taken with you. So I take a picture with her that was awesome. It was this awesome picture. I walked up and I went, can we do like a 70s sitcom where we're like roommates, but we like each other, but we don't like each other. We could stand back to back. Like, she goes, yeah. So I have this cool picture of me and Carrie Underwood kind of standing. It's goofy.
I've seen it.
And I went, that's, you know what? Picture. I'm going to post that on Facebook. And then all of a sudden it was like, hey.
It opened up the floodgates.
Yeah, why don't I take pictures with famous people and post them on Facebook?
Yeah.
Why have
There's
I
nothing
never
wrong with
done
that. That's
this?
That's good. That's cool, man. I don't want to act like we're above it at all. I don't at all. It's just.
I'm looking at all these.
Some people like tomatoes. Some people don't. And that's it.
I'm looking at all these, and I've decided that I need to update these because I have a lot of. I just found this picture of me and Jessica Simpson. And you know what? I need to upload more. I need to.
But you, specifically, D, you don't like to go out at all. Like, you're not a go-out type person.
No.
You know?
Not at all. Well, so, I want to go out, have dinner with my wife, and sit in a corner, dark, with candle, and talk about you guys. Which we do a lot.
Really?
Yeah, we talk about you guys a lot.
You and Stacey go out, but you go to a movie, right?
Joking?
I know you were joking.
Okay,
I just let it go.
Not bad, all right.
Here's the typical date night with us is we go and eat, we have dinner, and then we go to a movie, and then we go to the bookstore.
Well, that's a long day. That's a long night.
Well, that's good. Well, we get a sitter really like once every week, every week and a half, 2 weeks, somewhere up in there. It just depends on how often we can pull it off with, you know. It's not even our schedules that's the problem. It's our kids' schedules. We have 3 children plus another one that we borrowed for a year from Germany. And so out of the 4 kids, they're always doing something. So the hardest part is finding a day when they aren't all doing something.
Yeah,
so
my wife, pick them up, yeah.
Right, so my wife and I can get a sitter to just kind of watch everybody, and we can go out. So that's what we struggle with. So, yeah, whenever we do it, we take advantage of it and make sure that we get our bang for our buck out of it. We want to go and do the stuff that she wants to do.
You know,
notice I didn't say the stuff that I want to do.
I think that's the other thing is when I'm being the single guy, that's why, probably why I go to the majority of this stuff is because I have nothing better to do. It's like, you want to go hang out at the Jason Aldean concert? Yeah. Yeah, I do. Because,
you know, it's funny because here's something talking about go and do the backstage stuff. That for me is cool, but I would rather play softball with Jason Aldean.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
instead of going to see him in concert or doing whatever. I would
rather do. That's the difference. You have the option to do things, you know.
I'd rather make out with him.
No, but you know what I mean. I would rather do stuff that is not related to radio and music and all that.
Because you want to get out of that game. I agree. I because that's what it is. It's a game. It's a little dance of, you know, radio and art. It's just, I don't like it.
I do. I don't know. I enjoy it to a point. But as much as I do, which is 50 times more than the two of you combined, there are people that it's mind-boggling how much stuff. This their whole lives that is spent going and attending things and going to, you know. When I went to Cancun last year, and it was Jason Aldean and some other people that invited us, and we went and hung out for 3 days. That's great. But, like, there are people who do that every other weekend. I can't even imagine how your schedule, how, you know, if you're constantly flying around the country, going to all this stuff. The guy we used to work with, our old boss, used to go to everything.
Yeah.
You're basically spending 3 weekends a month attending events and conferences and going to stuff. I was like, oh, that would get really, really, really tiresome.
I guess they have, maybe they have to do it. We don't have to do it. So we have you. You can do it.
It's funny because we do live vicariously through Patrick. What we'll do is we know Patrick will go to some kind of event, or we'll see him. Even if we don't know you're going, we see you on Instagram or Twitter or whatever talking about it. So the next day we kind of can live through and go, hey, so how was the blah, blah, blah? And you tell us, oh, it was great because so-and-so showed up and, oh, Bubba, I thought about calling you. Kelly Pickler walked in and she was looking bored or whatever. You know, then that's when we're like, wow, you live the life.
I don't
pretty
care.
Much.
I don't care about
he doesn't
that.
Care.
I don't want to ask you.
You don't care either. Really except doesn't. Where was I?
Kelly Pickler, he cares about.
I care about Kelly Pickler.
It was something that Bubba didn't go to that I thought, oh my God, I can't believe Bubba didn't go to that. It was Brett Eldredge at the Christmas party.
Yes, I wanted to go.
He sang Frank Sinatra songs.
And you know what? You said we were invited. You said, hey, you want to go? And I was like, man, I really can't.
Well, it's like they didn't even start till like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, and that was the thing. I couldn't because it was right around Christmas.
On a Thursday.
And we have all these family. Oh, yeah. We had all these family parties that were scheduled, and there's no way I could get out of that.
That was when I took the girl that I thought it was a date. I said, you want to be my date? And she was, within a minute, she starts talking about some other dude.
That, like, she loves and is thinking, like, what is all hot.
I can't. I hate it when they start to talking about other.
Talking.
He said talking.
You missed that.
Talking.
He said talking.
I don't know. It's just.
Have a seat on the couch. Yeah, I remember that story. That's awful. And that's when you started drinking, isn't it? Like, didn't you start drinking like pretty heavily? Right after.
I don't remember. So I'm going to go with yes.
Yeah, because you're like, hey, it's an open bar, right?
It's an open bar. Like, yeah. We took a taxi there, and so you know what? I'm going to get a taxi back to my office.
Did you hang out with her at all that night?
Yeah, she was sitting next to me, but there were so many other people there that I knew that, yeah, I probably
did
hardly
she, did
talked
she
to
she know anyone?
Yeah, she knew a few people, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
Well, when she makes a play like that.
I have not spoken or heard from that girl since that night.
Why would you do that? Why would you have a boyfriend and then another guy ask you to be your date to a thing where there's a celebrity who's playing and it's a private thing, and you say yes? That's not only a slap in the face to you, that's a slap in the face to her boyfriend.
A little bit. I don't want to defend her, but I'll justify it as saying it's someone that I used to work with, so it's someone she just assumed I was being friendly, I guess. But that's why I actually used the word date, because I wasn't trying to just be friendly. I was trying to take you out on a date. You girl, me boy. You know, this is how it works. At some point... You got to make it, you know, women always say, oh, well, you know, that's how guys get in the friend zone. It's because they don't make their intentions clear. Yeah, sometimes we make our intentions pretty clear and you choose to ignore it, you know.
Yeah.
That one being case in point.
You haven't talked to her since?
I have not spoken to her
since. You haven't talked to her since?
I haven't talked to her
since. You haven't talked to her?
That's a good one. I like to
talk. I'm going to a concert
tomorrow. I don't know.
I'm going to a concert this weekend that I'm intentionally not bringing a date because there's a girl there that I want to flirt with.
Oh, yeah?
It's going to be a girl that I know is going to be there, yeah.
Well, this girl came in the studio this week.
with one of the records.
Record person. Yeah.
I liked her. She had a good vibe. She had a really good vibe about it.
Like, she was fun and she was smart.
Smart and pretty. And she has a good job. Yeah, you know, she's. Yeah. You know, I'm sure she has a beautiful boyfriend named Steve.
I was going to say this. You know what I love about us is that, like, here we go to describe this very attractive girl. That's not what we let off with. She was fun, she was smart, and then came attractive.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what I said. I think I said she was pretty first, but whatever.
I said she had a good vibe.
She did. She was cool.
Yeah.
You know?
That's my big thing, is if when you come off and you've got a weird funkiness about you, man, I keep my distance. I learned that from Bubba. I mean, he's the best vibe reader I know. He's really good at reading people. I'm gotten a lot better about it.
It used to be Big D would ask me. Now you really don't.
No,
you haven't asked me in a long time.
Well, I've kind of learned. I'm not your Padawan anymore.
you're now a Jedi.
Is that right? Is that right?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Oh, cool.
For you.
Awesome.
That's some serious Jedi cred there, baby.
Yeah, I knew that was Padawan. Is it? But I'm like,
you knew
Padawan?
That was a thing. You just weren't sure it was the right thing.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was a lesser Jedi or is that the thing they ride in?
It's like a baby Jedi.
the thing they ride.
Yeah, like, hey, let's hop in the Padawan.
Yeah.
That kind of sounds like it.
Yeah, you could make that work.
Hey, ask me a Star Wars question. If I get 3 out of 5, you have to do 1 push-up. If I don't, I have to watch Patrick do a push-up.
Three out of five.
Yeah. Or just give me 2 out of... I don't care. Just for fun. I like playing games. I'm like games. Let's do more games next week on the show.
Well, you know, it's like we've been having fun with the
I love those.
The trivia crack.
Can we do one right now?
A trivia crack?
Can we do a trivia? Can we get away with that?
Yeah, we can.
I don't know why not.
Yeah, okay, do it.
This is
I love this.
I'm plugging in my phone.
See, this is where I wish Trivia Crack had I wish we had Star Wars Trivia Crack. We'd just go to that. We'd ask you Star Wars questions.
Well, this is, you have to jump into a game that I'm already on. Because, you know, I've got people that I'm playing against. So here we go. You guys are going to help me out.
All right. Last one I think I missed.
Let's spin it. Yeah, that's true. So we'll let Patrick go first.
All right.
Why not? Oh, it's for a crown. All right.
It's for a clown?
A crown.
It's just a clown.
If you don't know what Trivia Crack is.
It's a nice gold. Who said that?
Lou Holtz.
Yeah, Lou Holtz again.
All right. After the band Deep Purple split, Patrick, David Coverdale formed another band. Which one? Whitesnake, Rainbow, Uriah Heep, or Poison?
Whitesnake.
Yes, he did.
Thank God you got that one.
Here we go. Big D, your category is...
Wish this was a little faster.
It's real life. Geography. Where is the city of Alexandria? Turkey, Greece, Egypt, or Cyprus? Hey, Patrick, you win.
Greece.
No, Egypt.
I'm actually going to answer correctly because I wanted to keep going
Egypt.
And win.
Yeah.
Let's see.
So I win, right? Now we're done? Are we keep going?
You're up 1-0. We'll keep going a couple more until, you know. Science for you, Patrick. Which acid is produced by the muscles during strenuous exercise?
Lactic.
You can already tell you lactic. Why are you giving him the easy ones?
You gave me Alexandria, Egypt.
You don't know where
Alexandria is in Egypt? How do you not know that?
All right. Here we go. Art.
I wish you could see his face.
Big D. Man, Big D gets the crappy questions. Who wrote the book Shutter Island that the film Shutter Island is based upon? John B. Savage, William Proctor, Dennis Lehane, or Klaus Vautraut?
Klaus Vautraut.
Oh, it was Dennis. Right. And there we go. So, Patrick, you win 2-0.
Is Shutter Island
a
scary movie?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Oh. I don't know what Klaus Vautraut wrote. I bet it was really good, too, though.
Yeah, it's probably very,
very good.
That
old Klaus keeping us on the edge of our seats. Well, you guys are beautiful.
Wow. You're a beautiful man.
Good.
Yeah.
I think we're going to wrap this up. I want to say this again. If you want to hear the Gold podcast, it is the one. It's real easy on AudioBoom, audioboom.com, or the app. It's really cool because you can search back or you can go through iTunes and search back. But it's weekly podcast number 30 from August 29th of 2014. It's a very fun one because it explains all this stuff like... That right there. Something else to catch up on is UFO footage that I want to have everybody bring to the party next time. STS-48 UFO video I want you to watch that, all of you.
That's a good one.
And give me a review later. It's video from the space shuttle, and they've never been able to explain it. The official word was that it was ice. It's not ice.
No,
ice can't change directions.
Yes, that's right.
And, you know, especially in space, because remember, an object in motion stays in motion unless acted upon by another force, greater force. Well, the thing is, there's nothing there. It's space. Nothing touches it.
That may be the best one ever.
Yeah.
Because it's from them.
Yeah.
From
STS-48. It's back when they used to do the NASA channel live. Now I don't even think they do anything live. So check that out.
Because they learned their lesson.
Yeah, they did.
Uh-oh, we got burned. We went live, and that's when the aliens came out. Don't do that.
All right. Once again, thank you to 5-Hour Energy for sponsoring the podcast. Once again, just want to remind you that now 5-Hour Energy shots now come in 10 delicious flavors. They have a new improved taste, 10 great flavors. Have you tried 5-Hour Energy lately?
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
I don't know.